Something to watch is, you know, Fred Watch, I guess, is underway or has been underway.
Yeah.
A lot of people I talk to in the coaching industry, they either go, I don't know what's going to happen, or they go, no, Fred will be back. I haven't heard a lot of just definitive, oh, Fred's gone. So, you know, it's that time of the
and
year.
You've kind of heard that
Nebraska
with Tim,
basketball.
Too.
Tom writes an article. I think he, you know, talked to quite a few different people mm-hmm. that have different perspectives. I wonder if we'll get another Nebraska basketball article this week, because after the game last night, Fred and Tom got together.
Dope.
Well, Fred, getting a little clarification on some things. The NIL part of how Nebraska's structure is for basketball, I think, needs a little bit more clarification. I don't think it's as dire as some might make it out to believe, but it is nowhere near, for example, the very well put together and strong NIL for Creighton men's basketball. So I think that needs a little bit of a figure out, okay, it's not under the 1890 umbrella, which is advertising everywhere.
Right.
I noticed they have bought a lot of billboards here in town.
Mm-hmm.
They have the digital billboard at 72nd and Pacific. And they're everywhere in Omaha,
yeah.
Which is a smart play.
Sure.
Okay. But, it's, you know, it's also a family. It's also a big basketball family as well. The Peds are, along with just being general Nebraska supporters, is, you know, what is that NIL? Beneficial to Nebraska when it comes to basketball and it being separate away from 1890. I think that's probably the next big story that's going to start to come out, just to give a little clarification, because, again, I don't believe that it is dire as some want to make it out to believe. But I don't think it is well run or as popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's probably fair. There was one thing that I was curious about in reading that, and then in our conversation about, we're just talking about how volleyball is going to be in Central City, and they do that every year in the spring. If you were to showcase basketball outside of Lincoln, if you were to, say, have a practice or some type, and I know those closed-door exhibitions are exactly that. They're closed doors, so you can't really have any type of attendance, so it would make no sense to have that, say, in Omaha or anywhere else. But this idea that, and I know Tom wrote about it, as far as doing different events around basketball to kind of get them out in front of the non-Lincoln audience, would there was a fear of doing that because it would take focus off of football, or it might impact football. I don't really believe that's a thought.
We got to stop with the Nebraska basketball and Omaha connection. You know how you get Omaha back? Win.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, very true.
Win.
But
that's how you may have a place in Omaha, is you win. Would it be nice to have a presence? Yeah. When you're winning and you have a presence, it can do a lot of work for you. But let's just, hypothetically, let's just play a little game here. What if Hunter Salas decides, you know what, I don't like Spokane, okay? I would like to score more. Now, Hunter's really good defensively,
mm-hmm.
but he's not scoring a ton. I mean, maybe what averages 5, 6, 7 points a game. Watching the game against St. Mary's the other night, they had his stats up on the screen. But he's a lockdown defender. He's been really good for 2 years at Gonzaga. Let's say he transfers back to Nebraska and says, you know what, I'm homesick. Mom is homesick. They moved out to Spokane. You know, Mom and Thad moved out to Spokane. They say, you know what, we're homesick for Nebraska, let's move back here. Or Chucky says, screw Wisconsin, man. I want to come and play before, you know, the family.
Yeah.
If they, and this is all hypothetical, remember that. They transfer back to Nebraska, where are they going?
Creighton.
No. Where are they both from? Omaha.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to get Omaha back, win.
Mm-hmm.
Win. Okay? Win, and people in Omaha will go out of their way to get in the car and drive down to Lincoln for an 8 o'clock midweek game and not even think twice that they're going to have to drive back at, you know, get home about 11 o'clock and shut her down and go to work the next morning. You want that effect? You win.
Well put. As I one of the days you were gone, we were talking about it, and I told Nick I've always compared it to Kansas football, and it's kind of the thing that they said there. How can you get fans in the stadium? Win. That's it. Win. Winning cures all.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. The only thing that I was more confused on was the thought that trying to put any taking the basketball program in any, whether it's Fred or the basketball team itself, into different areas in the state or something to kind of expand the brand, if you will. that there was a fear that that would take away from football. I don't believe that. I think football's its own thing.
We're just an excuse factory for Nebraska basketball.
Yep.
They both can work well at the same time.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. I've never really thought of anything that any sport, whether we're talking volleyball, men's or women's basketball or anything, if they decide to do something that's not considered traditional in trying to expose the brand, that there's a fear that it would take away from football. I don't think that is something that is even a factor.
Everyone should win because it enhances everybody.
You know what?
Because the brand.
They can go hand in hand with each other, mm-hmm. being successful. I've never encountered a situation where, well, since I've been back, so about 10 years, is where football and men's basketball go, they knock heads. I mean, Frost Staff and Miles Staff, a lot of those guys played pickup basketball together. Mm-hmm. They hung out, they played golf together. Okay, Matt Rhule's in the house yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, they can work well together. We're too much of an excuse factory. Okay, you either can coach or you can't coach. That's the bottom line. Okay, and if you can coach, you can see the support you're going to get. That people will be all in, and they will get rewarded for how loyal the Nebraska basketball fan is. So we need to stop with the excuse factory. Shut the excuse factory down. Hope it goes bankrupt. At some point, you got to stop that, and you got to win. And if you don't win, well, it's a bottom line business. All right, a team that is winning is great. Joel Lorenzi joins us next.